Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the Word of God, and today you'll hear a song from June Murphy and from her latest album. It's the You Ran After Me album, available for purchase, by the way, on iTunes. And today's song is Born Again. Born Again. I can remember being called that once. You aren't one of those born-agains, are you? Well, I have to admit it. Yes, I am. In John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only sovereign God of the universe, talks to a religious man, Nicodemus, highlighting the importance of being one of those born-agains. Here's John chapter 3, verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus was from the strictest sect of the Pharisees, and he was a member of the Jewish ruling council. John 3:2. And this man, Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night and said to Jesus, Rabbi, we know that you've come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Nicodemus, by calling the Lord a rabbi, was trying to reduce the Lord to Nicodemus's level rather than acknowledging the Lord as the sovereign God of the universe. John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said to Nicodemus, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again means born from above. The idea made Nicodemus so uncomfortable that he chose to make a joke out of what the Lord was saying. John 3:4, Nicodemus said to Jesus, How can a man be born when he is old? He can't enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Well, I'm sure Nicodemus and his friends got a pretty good laugh out of that, but the Lord stuck to the point. John 3:5, Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water of the word, the gospel message, and the baptism of God the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. In other words, that which is mortal is mortal. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is immortal. So the whole idea of being born again shocked Nicodemus. And we can imagine him with his mouth wide open, with a surprised look on his face, to which the Lord said in John 3:7, Don't be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. Nicodemus was reeling. His mind was spinning. He didn't know what to do or how to take that whole thing. John 3:9, Nicodemus said to Jesus, How can these things be? He was in shock. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as always, gets right to the point. John 3:10, Jesus answered Nicodemus and said, Are you a teacher of Israel and you don't understand these things? In other words, you've been teaching people for 20 years and you don't understand the very basic of getting to heaven, which is you must be born again? No. Nicodemus did not understand these things, but June Murphy does. And so we're going to hear June sing a song that she wrote and produced. And it tells us what it takes to get to heaven. We must be born again. Here's June Murphy to sing it.
Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Once under condemnation, now I have been redeemed. Once in the dark, now in the light, because I have believed in the death and resurrection of the Christ who set me free. I have been born again, born Jesus calls me friend, and I cannot be taken from my Father's mighty hand. I know I've been forgiven of each and every sin, because I have believed in Christ who died and rose again.
Became born again. He realized that he was born physically alive, but he was born spiritually dead, like all of us. It's not our fault that we're born spiritually dead, but it is our circumstance. And the way to be regenerated, the way to be redeemed, the way to be born again, the only way, is by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to Thomas, the doubting one, "I am the way to salvation. I am the truth through the word of God. I am the resurrection life. And no one comes to the Father but through believing in me." Yes, I am one of those born agains. And the only way to be born again is by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, come. Let us sing with joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching and anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan, who is the ruler of this world. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, the one who wants to make you spiritual royalty, the one who wants you to be born again, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Right now, if you want to be born again, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in this lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 22, 42 and 43 say this, and the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Nine magic words. Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on Him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then get to know Him. Grow within the sphere of His grace in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord Himself says this, He who believes in the Son has the resurrection life, eternal life. Right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. So come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God, living the resurrection life. Now, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.